Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two. Have a lot of important news coming up. Ron Paul on verge of announcing 2012 presidential bid. We're drafting him. Einstein was right. Honeybee collapse threatens global food safety and security. That's just one of the reports we're going to get into. It's all coming up today. But I'm going to have Aaron Dykes in here in studio because he's done deep research, as have I, about the FEMA martial law executive order takeover grid that has been put in at all the internet hubs, all the broadcast TV and radio stations. The government now announcing that they're going to start breaking in to broadcast with a See Something, Say Something, DHS, with the president, with Janet Napolitano, and others. The Soviets didn't try this, and they had the technology to break in over radio and TV. This is unbelievable, and it is the opposite of a free society. And I like to open the phones up only in this hour, and I'm going to cover other news as well, but only for station owners or managers or program directors, because you don't have to say who you are, but it'd be nice in a free country. Couldn't you say what station you are and that you don't like the FCC control box, what you're not allowed to criticize, that they're not going to be taking over your station and breaking in routinely? See how cowed we've become? I'd like to hear from station managers. Only station managers or program directors or owners or engineers. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Are you concerned about this? FEMA went on Federal News Radio, that's a group of stations in the D.C. / Maryland, Virginia area, and basically announced all of this yesterday. We already had all of the public FEMA admissions. Here's Infowars.com from April 11, 2005. FEMA test digital alert system. Here's Pop Science. New York State wants to put emergency alerts in your online games. They've also tried to push FCC regulations that all clock radios have, quote, weather alerts, but really that's a chip receiver where they artificially flip your, this is already happening to people. People are already, I get calls all the time. I see it in the news where they're breaking in more and more. People's radios are turning on. People are getting messages on their televisions. This is all admitted. This is a total incremental takeover, but the total takeover system is in place. Notice our headline, Obama launches total takeover of media. And the actual headline I gave to Kurt was Obama launches total media takeover system. So let's, I know Kurt's working from home today. Let's change that headline now that I look at it. Because I was working with him on the story this morning. It's Obama launches total media takeover system. Obama launches total media takeover system. He's launching the media takeover system. He's not launching the total media takeover. But I guess technically they are. I don't know what headline you think this ought to be. Obama launches total takeover of media, or should it be Obama launches total media takeover system? Because that's what's happening, is they're rolling out the total media takeover system right now. And again, this report is up on Infowars.com, but I want to hear from station engineers. I want to hear from station managers, program directors. I know we're on affiliates all over the country. We have to be able to talk about this. And the moves by the FCC to try to take over the internet and regulate it, and the moves to try to restrict our free speech. This is our right. This is fundamental. It's our duty to stand up and say no to this system. We'll be right back after this quick break. Aaron Dykes is going to be talking about this with me in studio. Tyrell Ventura is going to be joining us to talk about his father's lawsuit and a lot more. Stay with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda? They'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. Come back Sundays for a live two-hour transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We're talking about the future of the media. You've all now, we talked about it a decade ago when DARPA began to announce it, but now it's mainstream news, so people don't laugh at us, about the internet kill switch, the Pentagon-run kill switch. They call it the Obama kill switch, shutting the internet off like Egypt did to save the internet. And, oh, we've got to put this in place because of the Stuxnet worm, which our own government admits they launched with Israel. So our government launches this worm and then says they've got to take the web over because of it. They're announcing, and it's starting, they're going to put hardwired systems inside the chips of your phones. They're already in place under the Telecommunications Act that the phones be compatible with this by 2001. That's now 10 years ago. But they announced all this in 1996, and I've been warning people since then. Your phones, your computers, your television, your digital alarm clock, your local AM and FM radio stations, your local UHF, VHF cable, at the transmission tower or at the transmission point, at the cable system, at the radio station, shortwave, AM, FM, digital, it doesn't matter. Under federal regulations since 96, there are hardwired boxes that everything has to go through in case of a nuclear war. Then they would give you announcements. But now they admit they're setting up a top-down system where the president will start making announcements, and so will FEMA and Homeland Security. You notice at 9,000 locations. First, it's 846, and then a week later, they go, no, it's 9,000 locations. Now they're saying, oh, It's actually 16,000 locations. I needed to correct that. I saw this weekend. It's now 16,000. I mean, will it be 50,000 next? It's exponential. They're training the clergy response teams. We got those secret documents 6 years ago. People didn't believe it, even though they had FEMA phone numbers. Then 3 years later, they put out newscasts saying, yes, we're training your preachers during martial law to tell you to submit to government and to turn your guns in. We've had those preachers on. We've had the sheriffs on that have carried out the training. One of them apologized for it and said he didn't realize how serious it was. And now Obama is announcing that he's going to be on telescreens at Walmart and at malls and at grocery stores and on the side of the highway, big digital screens with loudspeakers. When you're playing online video games, they're going to be breaking in with messages. California's going to test it out with FEMA, where you have a digital LCD screen that actually has a tracker system in it as your license plate with government messages that are wirelessly transmitted to it. So you see most wanted announcements, advertisements to raise money, making your car become an advertisement, and then terror alerts. I mean, this is beyond 1984. And even the Washington Post describes it like 1984, but says it's a good 1984. That's the first link in Kurt Nemo's article, Obama Launches Total Takeover of Media. Total takeover of media. They're launching the total takeover system to be able to take over media, and now seeing if we'll go along with this. Now, I notice we've got Ben, Sean, Chris, and others that are station owners, managers, traffic directors, people like that. I'm going to get to you, and I appreciate you being there. I wanted to get a brief report from Aaron Deitch. If you want to call in, only station managers, owners, engineers especially, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I want to get your take on this, but if there's any doubts, in Kurt Nemo's article, it is filled with documentation in Aaron Deitch's video that he stayed up all night to put together, hasn't slept. When we saw this announcement by Obama yesterday through Federal News Radio, and they had the spokesman from FEMA on saying, yes, we've always had this power, yeah, during a nuclear attack, to make these announcements. Now you're not just going to hear the test, the bang, bang, bang. This is an emergency alert system. This is only a test. If this was an actual emergency, you would stand by for announcements. Now you're going to start getting the announcements that there's terrorists everywhere and watch your neighbor and support your dear leader. This is the government taking over the media, forcing its way in. And I remember, again, 8 years ago, station managers, one guy manages a whole string of stations around the country, but they were carrying my show. I was doing my show out of there. It wasn't 98.9. It's not 590. I've gotten reports from those as well over the years, both places I worked. But from this particular station, and I'm not going to name them. People can figure out which one it was of their awesome listeners. I was allowed to see the latest stuff, and they were freaking out in this meeting going, they're telling us to get ready for government announcements in the future. But there was industry pressure. People said this is outrageous, so it didn't happen then. It's now happening, and if we don't scream and yell about this, they're going to be able to get away with this. But remember, anytime they want, your cell phone, your computer, the newest clock radios, the cable that goes into your house, everything, radio, TV, broadcast, cable, all of it, the government can flip a switch and take it all over anytime they want. And they're saying in the Associated Press, in Reuters, and Aaron's video has all these articles in it, should Obama control the internet? Well, yes, to say that he should. Total kill switch. They may shut the web off to protect it, but they're going to incrementally get you trained that it's their right to do it first. So we're going to Ben, Sean, Chris, and others who work inside radio stations here in just a moment. Again, 1-800-259-9231 to hear from engineers and others. But Aaron, going over the research last night, because we already knew all of this, it was the fact that they put it in place already, now they're getting the public ready for it. What was it like for you to see this information?
Yeah, the thing that strikes me the most is the continuity of agenda behind the whole thing. This particular executive order was set up by Bush, but Obama gets to implement it. But we see Napolitano and this Homeland Security see something coming out of nowhere, but it really integrates with this warning program. And from a technical standpoint, this thing goes off of XML priorities. So any priority will override the system, either at the local, regional, or whatever level. But
no, everything's hard-coded.
But they've watered the terrorism down so vaguely so that it's anything suspicious, even when there's no credible, you know, information that there could be an attack.
And they're doing drills with military and police. If there's a backfire from a car, they lock everything down, and they're training us for these lockdowns.
Yeah, and if things do go to a full martial law level, it's going to bypass the police right away. I've got a report here from Spectra Rep.
And by the way, what happened at FEMA? What happened at Katrina? And I've had the local officials on. The FEMA came and cut the transmission lines at their radio towers, and they had to put armed guards with shotguns and were in standoffs when they repaired it. And they wouldn't let the police go in and save people at nursing homes, and they wouldn't let people get out over the causeways, over the highways. They made them stay there as a drill to see if, and then they confiscated the guns. I mean, in fact, later we'll play the sheriff from the county that New Orleans is in saying this. Sorry, go ahead.
No, but this November 2010 report about this current installment of alerts mentions how, for example, a roadside sign may be programmed to wake up if the response is to evacuate, but not to wake up if it's for shelter. So, in other words, these amber alert signs are going to go live whenever they punch the alert.
And they admitted it was never about the little girl. It was, oh, we're taking all the media over for the little girl. No, it's about total control. And now they admit in this Obama press release, he's going to be making announcements at you daily. You're not going to just hear stations that want to carry the presidential address once a week. You're going to have to listen to him. You're going to have to see him and Napolitano when you're at Walmart checkout lines.
Yeah, and it's interesting. There's a quote related to Bush's signing in 2006, this executive order 13407. He says, this alert system is in part to ensure that under all conditions, the president can communicate with the American people. And it's just amazing. They're using all the up-to-date technology for a top-down approach. They're going to enter your Xbox and your other video games. They're going to enter your smart.
This is all announced. And again, Microsoft admitted, again, a decade ago, that all of their computers are hardwired in with these government switches. And so under the Telecommunications Act, folks, when you see that little FCC approval sticker on a radio or on a computer or anything, by law, they make you pay for it when you purchase it. They make you pay for the cost. They have government takeover switches in them so they can also spy on you, just like the TiVo and other systems are tracking what you're watching. This is what cybersecurity is. They admit the Cybersecurity Act. Everything is hardwired, not just your AM and FM stations.
But if I don't misunderstand the way things were with this alert system, even though they had a local regional FEMA director who could punch that button at all these radio stations, they couldn't do that nationwide all in one push before. But under this system, they totally can. Right.
Well, to be technical, since 96, they can. They claimed it was the designate for the local FEMA director. But these boxes are shortwave controlled. Okay, now they're trying to force them to put satellite dishes and things in so they have higher quality, media, government media. But it's a shortwave system, breaks in, and then a shortwave feed goes out over the system. That's one of the systems.
But the overall point is that it's centralizing into very few hands of
power. Yeah, and they'll also have a local designated FEMA, AM, and FM. So the shortwave's the backup, but it breaks in with that. But we can have engineers school us on the finer details of this. But, I mean, here we are. Can you think of a more 1984 system? And that's what these telescreens are at the 9,000 shopping malls and Walmarts, is the rollout to get us used to government there hanging over us at the checkout line that, oh, we get government messages now. This is normal. And it was Walmart who got the universal product code adopted with the Pentagon. It's Walmart trying to force RFID through right now.
But the thing is, all this stuff fell apart at the seams under Bush. I mean, that five or four color alert chart that went from orange to red was a total joke.
Well, now they're just, and Ridge admits that was done to scare people. But see, now they're just going to basically keep us at orange all the time. That's why they got rid of it.
And what are people going to say when it's in their shopping malls and their sports stadiums? I mean,
it's there. It's going in.
It doesn't make sense, but I guess people just want to go to the Super Bowl. So,
well, Aaron, how long till this is up on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube so we can post a special 13-minute report at InfoWars and Prison Planet?
It is now live, and it's in the stories, too. So,
good job, Aaron. You need to go home and get some sleep. Just to be clear, I didn't force Aaron to stay up all night, and I was so upset doing research on this, I stayed up all night as well. Great job, Aaron.
right. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you so much. We're going to come back and go directly to Ben, Sean, Chris, Richard. These are all radio insiders, TV insiders with the EAS alert systems, IT people who are being forced to put these grids in. You're all welcome to call in. This is the total seizure of the entire network, and the feds want to put in taxpayer-funded broadband to make sure they've got a signal they can broadcast to take over your wireless devices.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took
okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls. Ben, Sean, Chris, Richard, everybody directly, station managers, owners, program directors, TV, radio, specific IT people. who've been, and it's in the news, but it's good to hear from folks, how they put these FEMA control systems in all the major ISPs. Your phones are hardwired under federal regulations from 96, had to be in by 2001. That's how they can now track you with your cell phone, turn it on remotely and listen to you. That's only part of it. I'd tell folks about that 15 years ago, they'd laugh. And now it's all over the news. Oh, it's good. The government listens to you without warrants. They, not when you're talking on the phone, they dial in and listen with the speakerphone function. This is all being admitted. Do you understand the magnitude? Because computer chips have gotten so cheap. This is the takeover. Now we're going to do a Google search term. We're going to do a Google search term. Obama launches total takeover of media. Let's do the search term. Obama launches takeover. Obama launches takeover. Put those three words into Google, into Yahoo, over and over again. Let's send it to number one. Obama launches takeover. And let's do another search term. Obama takeover media. Obama takeover media is the second search with those three words. Obama takeover media and Obama launches takeover is the first term. All right, enough of me. We're now going to go to these fine station folks that want to comment on this and give us their take on it. Ben from Tennessee, what's your view of this?
All right, this. And by the way, hello, Alex. Thanks for bringing this topic up. EAS has been a thorn in my side for years. I'm a semi-retired broadcast engineer, mainly radio. Used to work in top 10 markets. I retired out here to boondocks in Tennessee. And one of my main issues with this, obviously besides the whole takeover issue, is, for example, the radio station that I deal with here in town is a 500-watt daytimer. It's a little religious radio station.
They barely got money to keep the lights on.
It's run by, and I'm not kidding, it's the only station in town. It's run by an 87-year-old Baptist preacher, okay? And he gets money, it's the old pay before you pray type of radio, he puts radio preachers on the air, spins some gospel music CDs, doesn't really have a staff. A lot of the thing, sadly, runs on automatic pilot a lot of the time. But I got involved with his EAS system a good while ago, mainly because the FCC requires the radio stations to have these. Otherwise, there's a substantial fine if it's not in operation.
And you've got to do weekly tests, and they're watching to make sure you're complying and their takeover system's in place.
That is absolutely correct. However, he went through a number of contract engineers who were unable to make the darn thing work. I mean, the system, it's real hinky. It's a flawed system overall, at least I think from a technical point of view. However, we finally get this thing up and running after an inspector from the Federal Communications Commission walked in and saw that it had been basically collecting dust in the rack for several years and said, hey, I'm going to give you, X number of days to get this thing online, or we're going to start fining you thousands of dollars per day for each day it's not on the air.
And by the way, Communist Russia didn't have this, but we do. Go ahead.
Right, exactly. So what you've got is a radio station, a 500-watt daytimer that, can barely pay its bills. It can't even, has no employees. The guys barely make it ends meet. And, I mean, if he blows a piece of equipment, just a minor slide pot or something on a board, he's pretty well wiped out. So you look at something like this where he's going to get fined thousands and thousands of dollars for not having this thing in place, bang, he's off the air. And look at how many small, independently owned radio stations, and again, I'm talking 250, 500-watt AM daytimers that are not owned by...
No, exactly, but great points, Ben. We're going to come back with others. We got 1 minute left, though. What's your view of them hardwiring the cell phones, the computers, and now announcing that not only is the takeover system in place, they're going to start commandeering time randomly and making you listen to Barry Sitaro?
Well, again, you've got the programming issue. You've got a situation where you've got a conservative radio station and messages they don't want to broadcast. And it's, you know, airwaves are free, at least it should be. You know what I'm saying?
This is Fairness Doctrine 2.0. Oh, you know, we're just going to make you listen to us. We're going to make you listen to Cass Sunstein, Globalism. Great points, Ben. We're going to talk to more station folks on the other side. What a great radio voice that guy had.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
Okay, Sean, Chris, Richard, John, Julio. Everybody calling, I guess, works in radio, engineers, you name it. I don't want to miss the forest for the trees. Yes, EAS is wrong. Yes, it's indentured servitude to the federal government. Yes, stations spend incredible amounts of money, even big ones, fiddling and yelling. And yes, it's not right, but they do it, cussing the EAS system. But that's not for me even the issue. Okay, sure, it's free market. It's an issue of liberty on that front. They are announcing that they're going to force you now to listen to presidential and FEMA and Homeland Security fear-mongering reports. That is out of a science fiction movie of tyranny. In every dystopic novel written about a future tyranny. The government has telescreens everywhere telling you to fear your neighbors and telling you to spy on people. I mean, it's like they're using 1984 as a handbook. And here's the issue. And I'm going to your calls. When Obama was super hot, when Obama was the savior and had an 80%+ national approval rating during the end of the campaign in the first month when he got elected, when people thought they were going to get free houses, free cars, that he was like a leprechaun that was just going to give them everything they wanted, the pot of gold at the end of a rainbow, his videos on YouTube would get 300,000, 1 million, 2 million views. When you go to whitehouse.gov, videos that are 3 months old have like 2,000-3,000 views. His new videos have a couple hundred. They can't shovel this stuff. You go to Homeland Security website, unless we link to one of their videos to point out the police state, it gets like 300 views in a month. No one wants to listen to them. No one wants to, not even the mind-numbed, mainline liberals. And for all you liberals out there that are loving this takeover of the media and Cass Sunstein calling to arrest people that criticize man-made global warming and all of this, and those are all on record. And the FCC diversities are saying we should be like Hugo Chavez and shut down conservative media. What do you think is going to happen when a Republican gets in? This is done by the military-industrial complex, the big banks that have taken our country over. This is a system that they put in under Clinton that's continued right through with Bush and now Obama. And they cite executive orders under nuclear war from the 60s as their pretext in these government documents to do it. But the issue is this was all going on under the surface. So if you weren't in media and you didn't know engineers and station managers and owners, you didn't know about it. I put it in my 99 film, Police State 2000. Now they're announcing they're going to start forcing you to hear these announcements. And who grandstands at the Super Bowl, at press conference, after press conference, like she's a celebrity up there with movie stars? Janet Napolitano, saying spy on each other. They're forcing their way into our lives like our new pastime is worshiping government and spying on each other because no one wants to listen to them. No one buys what they're saying. It isn't enough the billions spent for propaganda placement in TV. Not just ads, but messages in the shows. It's not enough all the reporters they bought off. Remember Armstrong Williams? That's the tip of the iceberg, getting $250,000 to go around and push stuff for the White House secretly. This is full spectrum takeover of the media. They're announcing your online video games, government messages will be forced on, your cell phones, everything. Okay, enough of me. I just wanted to lay that out. This is about them making, so you choose to tune into this show. You choose to tune into that local station because you like what it has to say. You get value from it. They're forcing you to hear from them. And they're putting these systems in with taxpayer money and using coercion to make everybody go along with this. And that's not enough for them. Now at the Walmart checkout line, now at the shopping mall checkout line, now at the county square, now everywhere, you're going to be subjected to this. I'm going to be subjected to this. Orwellian nightmare. Let's talk to Sean in Ohio, then Chris, Richard, John, Julio, and others. Well, I got to move quick because I know you guys are busy. Sean in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm just didn't get any sleep. I'm so freaked out about this because we know the system's there. The fact that they would start rolling it out, I mean, this is red alert crazy.
Yeah, I heard you saying you were up all night about it. Yeah, I'm not surprised at all if you don't have to hear that they're going to start using it for these kind of things. Working up here, like I'm up in Northeast Ohio, and we get a lot of bad weather up here. So when the when there's like a real bad storm coming through, you know, they'll break through with that. The EAS will break through whatever programming's on, and they'll announce.
As if your station doesn't have even better feeds and partnerships with the local TV news weather people. As if you need their report. You know, that, I mean, like 2 days after a flood, they're still popping in saying a flood's coming. And again, they use reasonable things like floods or kidnap kids to set the precedent. As I said over a decade ago, now it's spy on your neighbor. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's cool. Yeah, that's exactly. That's really the only good thing that it was for. But now I'm not surprised at all to hear them announce that they're going to start using it to, put out these messages to everybody. Because like the caller before me said, if we're supposed to log, at least once a week, one scheduled test, and then they monthly they'll run a test on their own, that'll just break into the DJs talking, you know. But yeah, if we don't schedule those EASs at least once a week, you know, we'll get fined $1,000 or a couple thousand dollars, and we're a small station too, you know. We only cover by a 60-70 mile radius, I'd say.
But Sean, what do you think of the fact that they have got the nerve now to say they're going to be breaking in on our cell phones with audio and text messages? Imagine just Obama. You're sitting there having dinner, and Obama starts telling you about terrorists, and you better give all your rights up to him.
Yeah, I know. That's the last thing I wanted, you know, going through a big company like Verizon, you know, as if I don't get enough bad shit from them already, it's like I have to.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Chris in North Carolina. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead. What do you do in media?
I'm a program director, Alex. It's a pleasure to talk with you. I'm a fairly new listener to your program, so I want to thank you for doing what you're doing. Got a couple questions for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is your program required to air this? Are you going to run it?
Absolutely not. And you know why? I don't have a broadcast tower on top of the facility that I'm in. I send it up to a satellite, and then FCC-regulated systems pick it up. But yes, under the architecture they've put in, all broadband, all cell phones, all internet websites, and they already have this technology, will have break-ins and messages, or they'll just turn the internet off. So, no, I'm not going to do anything, the FCC says. They don't have jurisdiction over me, but we follow the FCC rules, because we already, you know, don't have a potty mouth program. Again, they set the precedent with, oh, you can't have cuss words because it sounds reasonable. Then it's, oh, you can't bash people politically. See, and then they set that precedent.
No. Now, reading an article on Radio World, it's saying here that all EAS participants have until September 30th of this year to implement CAP. Am I reading that properly, that this isn't going to happen before September 30th?
Well, there are literally scores of federal agencies all arguing with each other. What we know is under the 96 Telecommunications Act that I've been screaming bloody murder over ever since, it said every cell phone, every computer device that receives either plugged into the internet or wireless will have default codes that when they receive this government code, that the computer or cell phone device will be taken over. It's said in the specs. That's how we knew it then. People couldn't believe it. Now, of course, there's newscasts all the time going, hey, the government's listening to you on your phone, even when it's off. Hey, the government's using your OnStar to listen to you. You know, they can break in and use that microphone. Hey, there's going to be government announcements on your cell phone. The FCC is trying to push all the manufacturers of clock radios, a radio clock radios, to where there's a little chip in there where it automatically turns on for, quote, weather alerts because, oh, a tornado's coming your way. So they have the EAS in place. I mean, you can go to Infowars.com and read our article, Obama Launches Total Takeover of Media, and then it links to federal radio. And federal radio, of course, is a group of stations in the D.C. area. FCC presidential emergency alerts to be tested, and they have the FCC FEMA spokesperson in a little five-minute or so audio clip, and we're linked to this up on Infowars.com, where they talk about how, yes, in the next few months, they are integrating now a top-down system where it's all centrally controlled. They could always break in with that, but it was before regionally run by FEMA. Now it's all going to be run out of the White House, FEMA, Homeland Security. And they announced there that they're going to now begin breaking in with actual presidential announcements, not just the test announcement, but someday you might hear an announcement during an emergency. Is that clear?
It very clear. The EAS has always kind of been a hassle to me. However, it's absolutely insane what's going on here. But the question is, how do you fight it? Can we fight it? What do you do? The information's great, but what's next? How do we fight it?
Man, let's put our heads together. We need to lobby Congress, station owners, managers. We have a right, broadcasters, listeners, have a right to our free speech to say we don't like the fact that the FCC has been wanting the fairness doctrine, that the FCC is saying they have jurisdiction over the internet. They've already put the controls in. Now they just want the legalese done. That We don't want them politicizing this system that's already unconstitutional and basically using it for political partisan gain, and both political parties and independents shouldn't be for it. And you need to, when you go to your North Carolina Association of Broadcasters or your Texas Association of Broadcasters that have a lot of power, you guys need to say, look, let's talk about, I mean, every station person I've ever talked to is completely angry about this. And they did trial balloons two other times telling them, get ready for the government to routinely break in with longer announcements. And they're also talking about, in the Senate, Jay Rockefeller's talking about government-controlled cable TV that basically mandates what can be said and done there. I mean, he said we'd be better off without ever having the Internet, that he'd like to, quote, shut down Fox News and MSNBC. We get the word out. I mean, look, you guys have the media. And if you don't use it to save it, we're going to lose it. I mean, you know, use the First Amendment as they're trying to shut it down, because the First Amendment's meant to defeat the First Amendment when they try to get rid of free speech, as every corrupt, decadent empire always tries to do.
You're right. Well, I really appreciate all that you do, and I'm going to research this more, continue listening to you guys. But, you know, you're great what you do, Alex, and I really appreciate it.
Chris, you're great, and I appreciate your call. But, I mean, I'm just doing my duty here. People are always like, you're doing such a great job, Alex. Look, obviously, if the government says, we want you to have a local station wired into FEMA in case there's a nuclear attack, we're going to break in with these alerts. I mean, that's been going on before FEMA existed under COG, continuity of government. It's been going on since the 50s. But then the station's tuned to the station. And if they tuned in and saw some dictator saying, I am your leader, turn in your guns, you better believe that the other stations would get on and say, don't listen to it, it's tyranny. They don't want to trust you with the power of your own free speech and your own station. That's why they make you wire in the final chain at the broadcast tower everything through it. So it's there. And you know, I've got this clip, but I'm going to play it later when Tyrell Ventura's on with us, because I want to get to the rest of your calls. But I have the sheriff from out in Louisiana, there in New Orleans, talking about FEMA cutting the police radio tower. And the police came and said, the sheriffs, why'd you do this? We need these radios. Everybody said, the police in New Orleans and the county police, they just stood down and walked off the job. No, it turned out FEMA, as the storm hit, ran cell phone jammers. That's on record. That's mainstream news. You can pull it up. FEMA ran cell phone jammers during Katrina. As it hit, then they went in with axes and hacked up the police, sheriff and police department towers. They don't want your local government being in place. What do you think the John Warner Defense Authorization Act says? It says the federal government's preparing for sedition in the states and by governors. And Obama has created a 10-member governor's council so he can claim the governors are still in control. But those 10 appointed governors have the power over the 10 FEMA regions. It's all covered in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, that came out last year. We covered this again. The whole spectrum. You've got to get all the pieces to see it. Oh, man, this is really freaking me out. Because they're announcing now that they're going to start having these announcements. Now, if we don't go along with it, they'll back off. But we've got to keep fighting. Richard in California, thanks for holding. Are you an engineer, talk show host? What are you doing in radio?
Alex, I'm an engineer. I work at a TV station right here in L.A. And I've been there since the old days of the EBS. When it was an AM receiver tuned to a local station here, and it was voluntary that we shut our transmitter off and, you know, let people tune to the local AM station to get all the information. But since 96, this EAS thing has become mandatory. And here recently, within the last, the last 6 months or so, we've had to keep a log of all those printouts. And that thing prints out constantly. You know, the little tape that comes out the side.
Notice, though, it's always more, more, more.
Yeah.
Even during the Cold War, imminent nuclear war, it was voluntary. And now, you got to have it. And now, by the way, we're going to start making some little announcements. And at Walmart, telescreen. See, it's about forcing their way in.
And they've really forced their way in. And like I said, we have to now keep a complete log of it. And the tape that comes out in a 24-hour period is maybe 10 feet long. And like I say, it's a constant. Every hour, something is printing out.
No, no, working in radio stations, that federal box just sits there, everything wired through it. So you, the last piece in the chain, and it's just spitting out orders. I mean, it's incredible.
And one other thing I'll let you know, too, is the V-chip that they put in the TVs.
Yes.
They are able to break into your TV with that.
Oh, I know. That's the 1996 Telecommunications Act. Every cell phone, every TV, in 96, they said, here's the mandate. All manufacturers by 2001, it has to be in place. A lot of cell phones, a lot of TVs had it immediately. Now, everything's got it. And that's why they want you on digital TV. Because if you were still picking up old-fashioned broadcast, that meant you had an old, you know, tube television you liked. My mom still got one that, you know, that we had when I was a kid in the kitchen. She just loves it. And it still works, but it won't work now because of the digital feed. But, I mean, do you see the dastardliness of this?
Yeah, I see it, but it's like the people around me, they're going, oh, it's no big deal. I'll give you one example. On Saturday, my daughter's laptop was sitting on the kitchen table, right? And the thing turned itself on. Her webcam came on, and the thing logged onto some website. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? Maybe she left the computer on. But we found out the thing was logging itself on. So some
hold on. I'm going to hold you over. And we're getting Tyrell on 8 after. Then I'm going to go to John, Julio, and Don at least. But exactly. Remember Pennsylvania, where the school told on itself because they were ready to announce it? They said, yeah, we've taken 30-plus thousand images and videos of your kids at home over the laptops. We're watching them take showers. We're watching them take drugs. It turned out it was Skittles the kid was eating. And they just announced it with government-issued laptop. People are like, well, it's a free laptop. No, you paid for it with tax money. Stay there. Absolutely. Look, Homeland Security is taking over, folks. It's what's so frustrating about it. It's really happening.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call to claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen. Visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Way is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Screen for you from Pennsylvania, where the school district settled for taking thousands. It was over 30,000 photos and videos of children. They settled for $610,000. Now, how did we discover this last year? The school came out and called parents and said, "We've been watching your children." And they said, "What?" And they said, "Yeah, we can turn the video camera on and we can video them or take still shots of it." I remember about 7 years ago in Tennessee, it was headline in the news, panic caused when girls' basketball team finds camera in shower. And the parents were still normal and not brainwashed. They went, "What's going on?" It was a visiting team, but the local school was brainwashed because they'd announced it and told everybody, you know, that was in there. They said, "Well, we have fights sometimes in the showers." Same thing happened in the capital of California, Sacramento, that it turned out the police were accessing the bathroom cams. Folks, this is so – and I've had people come to me on the street and say, "Schools aren't watching kids over their laptops. You're a liar. They won't even search it." In fact, we'll put the headline back on screen. Pennsylvania school settles two webcam spy lawsuits for $610K. The point is, this is all hardwired into everything. Google announced 5 years ago that they are now accessing the camera and the microphone. Kinect, that sold millions of video games for Microsoft, the platform has cameras, voice recognition, and admits they're watching and listening to you in your home. It's hooked to the internet. But see, it isn't just this EAS system. Finishing up with Richard, then John, Julio, and Don. I got to move quick now. I apologize. It's just trying to give everybody all the data here of how big this is. Richard in California, finishing up your point about your daughter's laptop getting hijacked.
Yeah, my daughter's laptop Saturday, it got hijacked. Somebody kept turning it on, and the some application she downloaded for a video chat, it kept logging on. And, you know, my daughter wasn't at home, and I'm wondering what's going on here.
Well,
you know?
Look, don't let your children be on computers unless you're standing right above them. I'm not criticizing you. I mean, they're ubiquitous, but you've got to – I remember media 10 years ago being in my office and laughing at me because all the laptops that had cameras or computers with cameras had sticky tape over them. And they were like, "Oh, the government's watching you." Isn't it funny? But now it's all admitted.
Yeah, it's all admitted. You're right. And thanks a lot.
Richard, thank you. God bless you. I mean, folks, this is beyond 1984. They think they've got us. Now they're putting telescreens in at the shopping mall telling you to watch your neighbors. You're walking by and there's government announcements saying watch people. I mean, this isn't freedom. John in Texas, what do you do in the media?
I actually own a hosting company.
Okay, so what's your view on all the hardwired stuff they're putting in?
It's scary, and it's not good, and it goes in with the whole, you know, non-neutral internet and just the controls they're putting over, you know, on top of us. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of consolidation in the market. You're seeing, you know, Verizon and Time Warner Telecom buying, you know, managed service provider cloud computing companies. So, you know, not only are they going to have, you know, control of the transmission, but they'll have physical access to the servers.
That's right. They're forcing the full integration away from you having your own servers or separate servers to giant kind of CDN clouds, for those that don't know, so that you can't even use a computer and physically hold the data yourself. To be accessed, it's got to be in the cloud.
Exactly. And, you know, we're seeing more and more of this, but I'm seeing, you know, bigger companies, you know, getting into the game. Even Microsoft and Google themselves, you know, they're making big cloud plays. And now, you know, of course, you're seeing the telecommunication giants doing the same thing.
Amazing. Do you have any other comments, John?
No, I mean, just, you know, the dangers of net neutrality, you know, them being able to control, you know, what you can and can't get to. And it's very easy to do with quality of service. And, I mean, you know, each
Stay
is
there.
Strong.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.